Hey, welcome to the Hush Comics podcast on anime 2014. My name is Adrienne. I'm the co-owner of Hush Comics. With me, I have Sarah.
Hi.
Jojo.
Konnichiwa.
And Josiah.
Ni hao.
God, nerds.
So we are going to talk about the top five animes that these three lovely people have voted for the year. So we're going to start with Kill la Kill. Hey, Josiah, go for it.
At first, I was a little iffy about the show because when animes have, like, too much fan service and stuff, yeah. I kind of just, like, it's ridiculous. I want to turn it off. But Kill la Kill had many cliche-breaking things in their anime, like the whole idea how everything was revolved around clothing and how clothing tied into our lifestyles and, like, how important it is. And in that world, it's like a extended version, like a super, of course, exaggerated version of, like, our world today.
I thought it was an awesome thing. Like, I was a little skeptical of picking it up, but I noticed the art style was the same as another popular anime, Gurren Lagann. The same artists and writers were in charge of that, I mean, Kill la Kill, so I immediately picked it up. And I do not regret it. Mm-hmm. I actually thought it was fairly interesting. And normally me, there have been anime like Ikitosen or like Freezing where I'd instantly drop it because like they have too much fan service and like really that just ruins the story.
And when you guys are talking about fan service, you're talking about like the over-exaggerated like anime boobies everywhere, right?
Yeah.
Because that's all I got when I like came into your house and it was like on the TV and I was just like, oh wow, look at female everywhere.
Yeah, okay. Female everywhere. Yeah, trust me. And we're guys. Of course, guys love boobies. But
I think a lot of people love boobies in general.
But that doesn't mean we don't want to sometimes, once in a while, sit down and listen to a great plot line in an awesome anime. Yeah. You know? But then I love how they actually tied in the fan. Like, the fan service had to do with, like, the show.
Yeah.
If you're naked, you, like, you have no powers. Like, you're gone. You don't have clothes. You suck.
Yeah.
That's just what it comes down to.
Which is why the whole...
Does anyone else feel like an underlining, like, consumer pushing thing? Like, buy clothes.
No.
They mark your value in life.
If they did advertise, like, if that was an advertisement for, like 3-star Goku uniform, this, that, like, at the end of the series, I probably would have bought them.
Yeah,
I probably.
That's what it could have pushed until it got to around the ending and how it showed how, basically the good guys, quote unquote good guys. I guess it's all a matter of opinion, of course. But the good guys, nudist beach, they were like butt naked, literally, because they were against all the whole clothing thing and you know how life fibers were. Were life.
Right.
You know, it's like, right. They were, yeah.
No, yeah, I thought it was pretty awesome because, like, they went under the philosophy that, like, clothes are restrictive. We were animals once, and we never wore clothes, and they were just naked. I mean, frankly, it would be kind of just, it would be kind of cool just to run around, like, naked a little bit.
Don't we all just do that every day in our home by ourselves anyway?
Because if I'm on work, I'm in work, and I'm wearing this, like, coat, this lab coat, and then I'm just like, oh, man, I just want to be like, yeah, screw it, and just everything just go.
I think that's a good way to segue into Parasite now.
Okay, well, I love things pertaining to biology, anything related to such. Parasite is so awesome because it has, like, this original story. Kind of cliche, of course, anime hero. High school teenager, brown hair, kind of a nerd, but at the same time, maybe has a couple friends. But yeah, he got this, of course, they're these like kind of aliens. The show is pretty, like, it's new, so it's only about like 12, probably 13 episodes in. Mm-hmm. But of course, he gets all these aliens are falling onto the planet, and they're not your typical balloon headed, big eyed aliens. They are little tiny parasites that are able to take a human as a host, and then that human pretty much dies
and it controls the body. Then it has, like, other abilities.
The original manga of Parasite was started in 1988.
So. Yes. Mm-hmm. But the main character got one of the little parasites in him, but he noticed prior. And he was able to block it from reaching its brain, reaching his brain, and eating it, and him becoming his own being. And so the parasite is stuck in his arm. So pretty much all the abilities of the parasite are in his own arm, but the parasite is its own, like, sentient organism, and they both, of course, go through these like kind of adventures of killing off other parasites. But this parasite pretty much like has no emotions. All it only focuses on just like logic and rationality, as opposed to like emotion. Like he wants to save the human race. This parasite, of course, lives through him, so he's like, "Oh, I'll help you anyway, but I don't really care for like any of these humans or the death of these humans or what happens." But he cares what happens to him because that's his life source. And so they do all these like cool things. It's a fairly brutally like graphic anime. Decapitations, stuff getting sliced up in many pieces. Of course, these parasites can like morph into giant swords and like blades and slice off limbs.
Of course. Yeah.
Why not?
It's like, and the little antics, it's so cool. Like, I find it also awesome how being of, like, only reason and just logic. Simply just logic, no emotion.
You said all of the in-depth stuff. I'll just go talk about straight up the action in the show. And I like how the action isn't like in every other anime, how it's so direct, you know? In a lot of animes, the action is just basically with like the Dragon Ball Z kind of thing, where you're stronger than this guy, you automatically win, you know, all that stuff like that, and it matters less about skill. When they fight, it's never the same type of fighting. It's always like he's using some sort of tactic, some sort of clever tactic in order to like take out this other parasite. Because he does fight parasites who have fully taken over the humans. Mm-hmm. And if they fully take over the humans, they are much more powerful than he is. But he does, he uses all these tactics, different ways to, you know, defeat each one with such clever thinking because the main character, he's really smart.
Yeah, the character,
like that.
Yeah, he's smart anyway.
So, I like that. I like that.
The whole horror feel is pretty cool, but like when you add a little action, kind of like Attack on Titan, where it's like, of course, they have that slight thriller, like, ambiance to it, but it's just, but there's still that action that, like, of course, the hero still has to save the day. Pretty awesome.
Let's move on to Sword Art Online.
So Sword Art Online had they split it into two seasons, but the first season has two separate story arcs. Okay. So there's actually the first season that was actually in the video game called Sword Art Online, and then that story arc finished and then started this Alfheim world, mm-hmm. and then after that was like a gun world, so.
And then they go back mm-hmm. to Alfheim after that.
Yeah,
it just... It just like, kept going. Like,
the thing I can appreciate about Sword Art is I do honestly like the art. I love the art.
The art's
like,
beautiful. The worlds are beautiful.
Yeah, especially like when they draw the background, like the backgrounds and like the city, like if they like flying over a city or like mm-hmm. a mountain range or something, like goodness gracious, like they worked hard. And then like mm-hmm. the movements also on top of it is so fluid. Yeah. Like when they're fighting and stuff like that, like that's what keeps me.
Honestly, also, like, we've all sat around and, like, wished we could kind of just live in these amazing designed worlds.
And I've watched other animes based off of, like, gaming-type things, and I'm like, I don't really care if I'm in there. When I watch Sword Art, I'm like, I totally wish I
like
was in
there. Like, that universe.
Yeah,
yeah,
like,
despite the...
That's crazy,
despite
yeah.
the, you know, getting killed.
If you die in that, you die in real world.
Yeah.
Maybe more like Alpha.
Yeah.
So, for people who don't know what Sword Art Online is, Sarah, why don't you just give like a quick, what's the concept?
So it starts off with this, this huge video game comes out online, massive multiplayer online, and everyone's wanting to buy it. There's only limited amounts. They all check in the first night, super excited, and then the game master comes online and is like, haha, you can't log out. I own all you. And so they're all stuck in that universe, and if they die in that universe, then they die in the real world. The gear that they use to put them into the virtual world is actually hijacked so that it will kill them for the game master, and if your family tries like taking you away or like if you try doing anything to whatever, he'll kill you anyway. And so it's all about fighting through, and if you get to the 100th level, he would free everyone. And the first whole story arc is that. And that was, I think, supposed to be the main intent of the show, but then it got so much hype from it that it continued on to, like, for some reason in this universe, after millions of people were held hostage and almost murdered by a virtual reality game, people decided directly after to go buy this other reality game called Alfheim Online. And everyone plugged into that. So then they got into that world, and then there was, like, this whole hype about someone else killing people in this third online virtual game, and so I only watched, like, the first, like, 3 or 4 episodes of that, because it was whatever, but
then it got into the whole Gun Gale. Gun Gale was also, it was pretty cool.
It was interesting. It wasn't just bad.
Let's talk about, like, Kirito for a second, which I'm kind of, like, I was kind of hoping, like, when I heard that there was going to be a season 2, I was kind of hoping it was probably going to revolve slightly around an entirely new person. Well, it did.
That would have been cool.
But, like, main character, instead of, like, another little, like, chick for Kirito's little group, his harem. But, like, I honestly thought, like, it would have been cool to have, because I like rags to riches stories. I wish, like, a character who just had to scrounge. He was the average person who picked up World of Warcraft off the shelf, started brand new, goes through, and he becomes a beast, and he, like, defeats
people. Whereas Kirito started off in the beta, yes. So when the game started, he already had a massive beast skill.
Which would be a constant story throughout the entire... Yeah, which would be really cool, because, like, if you had somebody start from, like, a whole, like, new type of thing, it could have been because, you know how at the end of the first story arc, he had the world egg?
Yeah.
And it just made, like, every game accessible through the gear that they had. Yeah. And they never touched back on that.
No.
You notice that they never touched, but when I mean, like, they never touched back on it, was they never talked about
the egg.
Talked about the egg actually doing that. All they did was just say, oh, there's this new fun game called GGO. Oh, there's this new other game called Alfenheim. And
yeah, they talked about how you can, like, all your gears transferable to, like, all the world, but they never talked about that egg thing was cool.
Yeah, and, like, it'd be cool to see one character venture through and, like,
so would we all kind of agree most of the lore of Sword Art Online is not necessarily in the main character, but just the world itself, like, wanting to be in that universe and seeing what you're capable of. The different, like, human interactions that happen out of it, like the evil leagues who are killing other humans just for, because they were like, it's just a game, who cares? There's no proof that we'll really die.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing those kind of evolutions versus actually caring about Kirito and what happens to him.
Yeah, at this point, I would definitely say I would agree with you.
Yeah.
Psychopaths.
Oh, man.
JoJo, you see?
The holograms just blew my mind.
Psychopaths.
That technology is such a small part, but it just blew my mind.
Thought, like, at the beginning, it kind of seemed like another, I don't know, like, kind of like another, like, Ghost in the Shell type thing, you know? New little college student coming in, solving crime off the street, and then later on it just becomes like just this ethical madness, poses a lot of interesting questions. It does, like, what truly is right and what's wrong, and how do you define right and wrong?
And it's hard to tell because they never go in depth about, like, how the psychopath actually analyzes, how their psychopath is actually analyzed. They never talk about what is incorporated in their guns when they point, say, oh, this person's psychopath is Cloud. It's just some mystical thing that can read your aura, when an aura in the real world is nothing that can be, like, logically scanned and defined. So it's really interesting to think about, how would you do that?
That is true, yeah. How do you truly judge a person? In psychopaths, there is, of course, a system that's built into different forms of technology to show what your psychopath is, where your mind is, if it's, like, gone over the edge, and, like, if you're halfway psychotic to, or you're just actually normal.
Or if, like, you start dealing with grief and, like, your parents died or something, your psychopath will be cloudy and you'll most likely be confiscated and thrown into mandatory therapy until the state decides that you're well enough to be on the streets, because they don't want cloudy orders starting stuff and murdering people. And a lot of people, actually, like, wasn't it the first guy that he well, no, he was actually crazy, but his, like, psychopath started to get cloudy, and he couldn't hide it anymore from the random street scanners, and so that's when he was like, ah, you guys are stupid, I can't hide this anyway, so what do I care? And then he, like, grabbed that girl and went crazy and did horrible things.
And then if your psychopath goes past, like, this red marker...
they
then,
just blow you up.
Europe just eliminates you from society. Like, you will be destroyed. The past gun... just transforms. It's like a little Optimus Prime in your hand. Like, just goes out and just, bow, giant laser just blows you. I'm like, oh,
was
man.
That the only one that was just, like, the first time that you saw that that's what the gun did? You were just like, holy shit. Like, what did I just watch? So many animes in the first episode, you're just like, what am I getting myself into?
Kind of goes, that just goes into, like, how far does a society need to go to actually subdue, to keep it safe?
It's kind of the whole...
what you were willing to go to.
The utopian complex of how much control, free will do we give up to maintain order and safety.
Exactly.
It's interesting. But can we just talk about those holograms for a second? Literally, your outfit, your house, whatever you want is just what... literally, whatever hologram you download, that's what you... you can live in a freaking palace from the medieval days.
It just
makes your food for you and does everything.
You're kind of just chilling in this delusion of a house, which is... but Psychopaths was just so amazing.
So, last but not least, because it was voted the best of the year, I think unanimously, was Attack on Titan.
What not to say about Attack on Titan?
It was pretty,
man.
I don't know, like, some people...
that art, that's the art style alone, was it was so beautiful. Them flying through the trees and their, oh my god, their maneuver gear,
like,
just... it was beautiful. It was so... it was jagged but fluid at the same time. It was just... it was so gorgeous.
I like... like the thick... thick black outline.
I thought
that's
I was actually...
got me out. That was kind of interesting. That
where they
like,
used line thickness to actually intensify the mood.
Didn't just use it in the characters or, like, the Titans or anything. They used it in, like, the actual, like... you know, like, when they would do, like, the super ultra, like...
Spin.
Like, especially when Levi was doing his things, they, like, outlined his attacks and, like, his... like, it's insane.
So,
didn't
like,
Bleach
so
do
good.
That sometimes? And most of the time when that happens in animes, they're actually using pictures from the manga in the anime. And that's usually what happens when they're more bold and intense.
I think you are.
They're actual screenshots.
Yeah, I think that, yeah. I don't know. I have not read I can't link it. But I mean, man, yeah, it's just the story was like, it just drew you in. It's like,
we're just like, that just made me so upset.
Like, you need a break between the first episode. Yes. Once you're done with that break between the first episode and the second, you can just like...
I've heard it, of course, connected to Game of Thrones frequently on the internet, where people are just like how they just easily just like,
oh, how quickly they murder
just
characters.
Murder characters off,
which is not why.
But at the same time, Attack on Titan has distinct
three main characters.
If any of those died, then I'll be shocked.
Attack on Titan creator, he has a little more like leeway. Like,
that's why I liked it, because like as you were watching it, like I've watched shows and it's just the main characters and stuff just keep getting whooped over and over and over in time. Like, at this point, I don't care how they come back from this, and then I just leave. And but on Attack on Titan, I was like, come on, guys, you could do it. Then when Aaron got eaten when he saved Armin, I was like, oh my gosh. That's when I thought I'd stop watching it, but I kept watching it, and it was, like, worth it. It was great, yeah.
Yeah, definitely, Attack on Titan definitely
good conspiracy.
Has the most popular votes. Like, when you go to conventions, like, when you go to an anime convention, and even a lot of comic
conventions.
Or comics,
yeah.
You'll see them in their, like,
Survey Corps everywhere.
Survey Corps costumes, and even, like, military police costumes, and, like, of the Wall Defender costumes.
Japanese people, when they are in that studio, it's like they're in the
show.
It is so intense. Like, they
are there. Yes. They convey emotion, like hurt and pain.
Like Aaron's
so
rants,
much.
When you hear him in Japanese,
oh
you're just like, what?
Yeah, like you're just
you're
like,
oh
my
god. Go for it, Aaron.
He's like,
kill them all.
Then in English, he's like, oh my god, my god,
I'm gonna kill the Titans. He's like, I'm gonna get them, and I'm gonna get them.
Exactly.
And then you just don't want to watch it. But I will say, Attack on Titan,
I love it because of like what it is and what it's like become as an anime, but I also love the fact that it has turned people who dislike anime to liking anime. Yeah. Because I constantly tell people that anime is not just like some kids show. It's actually, if I were to take CSI or you just animate it, that's anime.
Like, exactly. Like, I don't know where along the line they're like, oh, it's for kids and stuff. Would you really sit your kid down and watch Full Metal Alchemist?
Any of the shows we just discussed?
Any of the shows we just... Yeah, exactly. Like, no.
Talk about, like, how the plot line just, like, crescendos all. Like, at first, like, throughout the entire series, like, it'd just be like, oh, it's, like, all the way up here. But then it would come down for, like, 2 seconds. Like, for two, like, it'd be, like, 2 seconds. Like, it would climax, like, right here and stay on this plane. Holy crap, we gotta kill these scientists! And then there'd be like a little bit like court case episode. Oh yeah, we have to clean the of course the brig. We gotta go fix our stuff and then no, people are dying. And then, you know, it just goes back down.
And it's because of that they're able to keep people in, they keep people tied in.
That's yeah, yeah.
Because like the whole time when they were cleaning the thing, like I was like, oh, this is funny. But I was just waiting, like, for, like, a tight...
For them
like,
to get chopped? Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, no. Like,
the Titan, you know, just barrel rolled.
Everyone's like, the aberrant Titans, that's nightmare fuel. Actually, all the Titans are nightmare fuel.
All of them. And it's because of the outlining we were just talking about.
And then, like, all their faces.
They're creepy faces.
They just look like normal people. Like,
the variation in style of the faces. Like, exactly. Some of them are, like... weird anime faces. Some of them are like really eerily realistic. Yeah. It's like this wide thing, but then this creepy grin that they all have that you're just like,
just
Aaron, go slap it off them.
The one that just killed me was the one that was 100% supposed to be creepy, the one that ate Aaron's mom. Oh. Holy crap, that thing's smile was literally ear to ear. But yeah, the art, yeah, you're right. The art style damage, it's like almost like a chibi kind of thing. Our summer, because their eyes will be all huge and then like little face, like little like face, like, you
know, just,
things.
They just look like regular people. I'm going out for a walk.
They're
just like just regular smile. You can't see my face, but I'm just doing a regular face.
The one that looked like an old man, and the one that looked like the old lady when they broke open the door to the.
And they're just
looking in. They're like,
"Hey guys!" And then, "Hey guys, what's up?" And squish your face.
I can't wait till they come out with more on like the anatomy and like reasons and origins behind Titan. And the fact that we're that curious, like just as much about like what happens to that world as we are about like, oh my god, what is the story behind these Titans? What do they mean?
2016 to season 2. I mean, you could just read the manga, but like once I get an anime started like that, I don't know.
The show is too like beautiful to just
do the manga. I feel like that just takes down a little bit of the, I don't know, the feeling for me.
Yeah, but I read the part when Levi just tears up
the female Titan.
Yeah, the female Titan, and he like in the show, I was like, "Whoa, it's so cool!" Like super fast paced spinning and just all that cool stuff. I read it and I couldn't even tell what was going on. Like lines across the entire page, I see like a little bit of Levi's face here, and then blood flying everywhere, and then before I know it, she's down.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much for listening to our Hush Comics the Anime Best of 2014 podcast. My name is Adrian. Saying goodbye to Sarah, JoJo, and Josiah. Bye.
Sayonara.